Like Canada, the United States has a painful history of creating boarding schools to try to reshape and re-educate Native American children. It was a practice that led to trauma, abuse, and deaths. For more than 150 years, Indigenous children were taken from their families and forced into faraway boarding schools. At one point, there were more than 300 such schools, often run by religious groups, some by the federal government. By the 1920s, over 80% of Native American school-aged children were in these schools. Those practices ended in the 1960s. But now there is a reckoning, and a new federal investigation's underway. It's being run under the Department of the Interior. And I spoke with Interior Secretary Deb Haaland about this and her personal story. Secretary Haaland, thank you so much for joining us. I have to say at the outset that this is one of the saddest, most disturbing stories I've ever seen, to think of these thousands and thousands of children taken from their families, so many of whom never came back. The families never knew what happened to them. It's unspeakable. And your own family was touched by this.
Yes, it is a tragic era in our history, in American history. The boarding school era, I think about it as sort of one of the last ditch efforts to get Native Americans out of their communities and put them into mainstream society after, you know, genocide, after the killing off of, you know, vast numbers of Native folks so that folks could take their land. And it was tragic